Hello and welcome, everyone. So glad to have you on the call tonight. This is Jackie Christensen, your host for the Sizzle Product Call. And as Vicki said, we do have this call every Wednesday night, and it's always a different call topic. Now, all these calls are recorded each week, and they're posted in your back office, Sizzle dashboard, then go to Sizzle Academy Training and Products, and there they are. If you can't find a certain product that you're looking for, you can also go to the search function and type in your product, and there you go. So just to let you know, there are several recordings that did not make it over to the new Sizzle Pro, and I have located them, and I'll be re-uploading them this week. So if you see something, if you're looking for something and it's not there, feel free to send me an email message, and I can send it directly to you. In the meantime, it's JackieChristensen@yahoo.com. So great to have you tonight. As Vicki mentioned, we're talking about the Vibrant Laundry Detergent, and I was joking today saying, telling Eric, you know, I don't know how exciting laundry detergent can be, but, you know, we'll try to make it a peppy call, and he said, are you kidding me? There's so many people that use this product, they're already excited about it, and he's absolutely right. So shout out to Eric tonight. Anyway, this product that we have, and our family uses it too, it is laundry soap. It's laundry, I hate to even say detergent. It's almost a bad word because detergent is synonymous with sodium lauryl sulfate and sodium lauryl sulfate and phosphates and all these bad ingredients. We're going to be talking about bad ingredients tonight too. But to give you an overview of the product, let me just tell you, it is a mild detergent, safe for your family. Even the littlest ones in your family, it's safe for the environment. It has biodegradable ingredients. It is free of phosphates, free of borates, free of chlorine, free of sodium lauryl sulfate, and other potentially harmful chemicals. It has enzymes in it that clean the clothes. It leaves them cleaner, makes them brighter, colors look brighter, and it smells good, and it cleans your clothes in a nice, gentle way that allows your clothes to last longer. So how about that? It not only saves you money in the short term, but also in the long term. So you only use half an ounce. So the bottle is 33 ounces. You use half an ounce. That means 66 loads. This little tiny bottle lasts 66 loads. I couldn't believe it when Barb Grindy told me, because I was so excited about the health and wellness products. Being a nutritionist, that just, you know, that was my thing. I forgot all about the laundry soap. I didn't really pay attention to it. I was using a natural brand from the health food store, assuming it was as good as ours, and I didn't even think to buy it. Then she said, well, you know, this works really well, and I think, I forgot who it was, someone said, I think Seventh Generation, maybe it was Rebecca Ray, posted something about how even that company has phosphates and bad ingredients. So I went and checked my label, and I was shocked to find all these bad ingredients that I just announced in Seventh Generation. So I immediately switched over to Vibrant, and I thought, okay, can I really get a whole load of clothes clean in half a cap, in half an ounce? But it just didn't seem like it was enough. And sure enough, I did every load, and it lasted for over 2 months, which is incredible for three people who change their clothes at least twice a day. So great product. You only use half a capful. It's $11.50. So that came out to, I think it was like 70-something, 77 cents per load. That's ridiculously cheap. So it's a bargain on top of that. I did the math, and it is three times less expensive than the Seventh Generation that I was using, which was supposed to be natural and was supposed to be concentrated as well. So anyway, just a great product overall. So with all the environmental toxins that you face daily, something as simple as washing your clothes shouldn't be a concern. The Sizzle Laundry Detergent is designed to keep your clothes looking cleaner and brighter, but it's gentle on you, which means it's gentle on your skin. Now, skin is our biggest organ, and we're wearing clothes all day from head to toe, especially in the winter. And it's no wonder our skin is dry. It's no wonder we're itchy. It's no wonder people have more eczema problems during the winter. It's because we're piling on these clothes. And what's in those clothes? All the residual from all those contaminants, like the phosphates and the chlorine and the sodium lauryl sulfate and all those other harmful chemicals, they're in your clothes. And they're on your skin 24/7. So not only that, not only are they harmful to your clothes and to your skin and body, but also to the environment. The ingredients can linger in the air of your home. And since they may clean by corrosive action, they could also be retained in the clothing, and it doesn't rinse out. Also, these chemicals can be not only inhaled, but they soak into your skin. So over time, they can become extremely detrimental to your health. And then when your wash is done, the leftover water can have a negative impact on the environment. Now, I, for one, never thought about that until I spoke to someone named Barbara under Barb Grindy's organization out in Montana. And she was saying she only uses soaps and detergents that don't have phosphates because they live right near she lives in Polson, which is a beautiful lake, and I think it's part of Flathead Lake. And their Lake Polson Lake, Barb Grindy can tell us more. It's actually Barbara Lewis told me this. It's actually contaminated. Had such high levels of chemicals, fish were dying. So what happens? Everything we do has an impact. Has a long term and long range impact. So this leftover water from the washing machine can have a negative impact on the environment. So studies point to toxins that are commonly found in most laundry soaps that are turning up in these lakes and streams and even ground water. Now, the harmful ingredients may be the cause, speculation, for mutations found in certain amphibian and fish populations. And scientists state that the effects on the downstream human population may also be of significance. So instead of using these harmful, potentially harmful chemicals in your over-the-counter laundry detergents and laundry soaps, Sizzle Laundry Detergent uses highly biodegradable ingredients, which make it safe for your skin, for your home, and for the environment. Sizzle's vibrant laundry detergent removes the factors that cause garment graying, you know, especially the lighter clothes. They don't look white anymore. They look dull and gray. I hate that. Lipsticks, butter, salad oils, and dirty collars on shirts may be removed by applying the laundry detergent directly on the stain and then gently rubbing it for a few minutes before putting it in the wash. And this can be used instead of a spot or stain remover. Now, that I didn't realize it until I used it. I read this and I used it myself, and absolutely true. I thought you had to use really harsh chemicals to get these sort of stains out. If you have hard water, it's not a problem because Sizzle's vibrant detergent functions well in hard water because of the special agents that bind the minerals in the water that normally inhibit the cleaning power of the detergent. So this assures that the cleaning and rinsing action of our laundry soap is greatly increased rather than bound up and neutralized. So our laundry soap is concentrated. As I mentioned, you use less detergent without compromising cleanliness. I don't know if you're like me, but I like everything to smell clean too. And when I first started using the soap, I thought, okay, I'm just using half an ounce. Remember, I was testing it. And I thought, I'm probably going to have to wash this again. And then from now on, I'll probably have to use more than it says. That's just my mentality. I don't know if it's yours too. I grew up with more is better, right? So our liquid detergent contains safe and effective foamy agents designed to emulsify and hold the soils in suspension and then rinses them very freely away. I tell you guys, all of our products are so scientifically based, just the latest technology, even our laundry soap. We've got 20 full-time research scientists on staff just coming up with these incredible products that are highly, highly effective. Also, you'll love the pleasant smell, the aroma. It's called Mango Tango. It neutralizes odors that might have been built up in fabrics from using other less efficient products. And so this is something that is good for you, good for your clothes, good for your skin, good for the environment, and it is economical. So I know you're all going to go run out to your website tonight and purchase them. All right, so let's talk about those toxic ingredients in normal laundry soaps, because as Tom Maurer says, the owner, founder, chief scientific officer, and PhD biochemist of Sizzle International, like he said, it's not just what's in our products, it's what's not in our products. And for those of you not familiar with Sizzle yet, this call is being recorded, and it's being recorded, guys, so you can send it out to your potential customers or people interested in some of the products. So that's why this call is recorded. It's for you to use to help you with your business. But all of our products are toxin-free. They're environmentally green. As much as possible, the product lines are organic and natural and really designed to help people with their health. Well, that is not the norm, unfortunately. Now, one of the major issues being tackled by consumer watchdog groups this year is the presence of something called 1,4-dioxane. And it's a synthetic petrochemical carcinogen, and it's in consumer products, not just laundry soap, but a host of other things. Now, 1,4-dioxane is implicated in causing cancer, in liver disease, and other serious problems, and it's important to avoid whenever possible. 1,4-dioxane is the cancer-causing ingredient used in Agent Orange to defoliate the jungles of Vietnam, in which so many veterans are believed to have contracted cancer from its contact. And then ethoxylation is a process. It's a cheap, shortcut process many companies use to provide mildness to harsh cleaning ingredients. Now, this process requires the use of cancer-causing petrochemical ethylene oxide, which generates the 1,4-dioxane as a byproduct. Important to know, because as it's considered a contaminant, 1,4-dioxane is not included or required on product ingredient labels because it's a byproduct. Now, if it was listed on the ingredients of all these products that we buy, most people wouldn't buy it, but it kind of sneaks under the radar. 1,4-dioxane is considered a chemical, quote, known to the state of California to cause cancer under Proposition 65, and is suspected as a kidney toxicant, a neurotoxicant, and respiratory toxicant, according to the California EPA. 1,4-dioxane is also a significant groundwater contaminant, according to the Environmental Working Group. Other concerns with 1,4-dioxane, which is found in I looked at the list, I believe it's virtually every laundry soap out there, but it causes irritation to skin, eyes, and lungs, organ system toxicity, deeming them, many reproductive organs, deeming them non-reproductive, also has occupational hazards, and et cetera, but up to 46% of personal care products tested contain 1,4-dioxane. Almost half of all personal care products tested. That was by OSHA in 2008. Now, some consumer products are safe and free of 1,4-dioxane, and others are not. The categories include not just laundry soap, but dishwashing soap, hand soap, all-purpose soap, household cleaners, body washes, shampoos, conditioners, facial cleansers, lotions, sunscreens, and deodorant. So we have what's called Sizzle Safe ingredients. Sizzle Safe is a standard by which Sizzle creates and manufactures, distributes, and sells products for personal use that are actually healthy, that do no harm. And if you have a Sizzle distributor, you received a Sizzle Safe brochure in your original distributor kit, and it shows you what to look for, what kind of ingredients that are harmful to you, maybe in certain products, and then on the back of that, it gives you a healthy alternative, the natural, healthy, green, non-toxic alternative that sigil product can provide. One more thing, common ingredients used that can create 1,4-dioxane are ingredients which have some of these phrases. PEG or PEG, there are PEGs often found in makeup. Polysorbate, look for that. Lauryl, for example, sodium lauryl sulfate. So since hair products, cleaning formulas, and laundry detergents are all susceptible to containing this toxic chemical byproduct, it's not listed on the labels. A study on laundry detergents began in 2007 to see which consumer products are the worst offenders. So in the study, they looked at 20 different laundry detergents from both conventional and natural brands, like from the health food store or Whole Foods, something like that. And then an independent third-party laboratory, highly respected for its rigorous methods and high standards, conducted all the product testing. And then they list the results of the 20 in order of their contamination. And a little hint to you was on my announcement for the call tonight, and that is Tide had the highest amount of contamination. That's a Procter & Gamble product. And then it was Ivory, and then Tide Free, and then Purex, and it went down the list. Now, on the natural brand, it was Planet Ultra liquid laundry detergent, and then Mrs. Meyers, and then Clorox, Cleanworks, and then Ecos Life Laundry Method Squeaky Green, and then the one I was using, a seventh generation Free and Clear. So, don't be fooled that it was. If it says natural on it, or you buy from the health food store or Whole Foods or something like that, that it is natural. It's naturally contaminated, is what it is. Okay, so of the products detected, as I mentioned, Procter & Gamble came up in the highest in 1,4-dioxane levels. Now, not all brands were tested, but it's clear from the results that consumers really need to be aware and wary of most of these conventional brands and the ingredients. And they must also perform due diligence in verifying that their natural brands of choice is truly free of 1,4-dioxane as well. So it's our responsibility. It's my pleasure, my welcome responsibility to educate people. And that is really the key to being successful in your civil business. You educate. You don't sell. Tom always says, find a need. Create the doubt. You know, ask the question, does your what kind of laundry soap do you use? Tell me it's not Tide or Cheer or Gain or even Arm & Hammer or Purex. And then their eyes will get big and say, what are you talking about? Well, you know, those products contain a very dangerous chemical called 1-dioxane that is known to cause cancer, be carcinogenic, cause toxicity in the liver and the brain. And, you know, you'll see their eyes get big, and then you provide the solution and let them know there are products out there that have none of these harmful ingredients and won't have any harmful effects. It's actually good for the environment and your skin and everything else. So it's important to have these calls. It's important to listen and take notes. Even if you take away just two or three little nuggets, that's all you need to strike up a conversation with someone and then send them this call. Because once people are educated, I mean, awareness is the first thing, right? As soon as they're aware of something and you bring something to their attention, let them do the research. Let them listen to this call. Let them read the literature that I'm going to post along with it, and they'll make up their own mind. Nobody wants to purposely apply chemicals to their body. Nobody purposely wants their kids to be itching and scratching and be at risk for cancer or have other problems with their organs. So just educate people and let them know that there is a healthy alternative, and we have it. So let me just check my notes here, see if there's anything else I wanted to cover. I wanted to mention the reason why 1,4-dioxane is so hard on the environment is that it's particularly harmful in the fact that the chemical binds easily to water. It binds to the water molecule, and then it remains there. So even after the water containing the chemical has been purified and filtered, low levels have still been detected. So this indicates that it's not easily removed from the water. It's always there, and everything runs off to lakes and streams and ponds and everything else. So, and water, drinking water supplies. So numerous water supplies across the country have been found to be tainted with 1,4-dioxane, and of the 80,000 known chemicals, only 200 are tested by the EPA, and 1,4-dioxane is not even one of those tested. Isn't that crazy? Let's see here. Yeah, just check with the Sizzle Safe listing on the Sizzle website or on the Sizzle Safe brochure that you receive to determine which products could create 1,4-dioxane. Remember, it's not a standalone product. It's created. It's a byproduct of other ingredients. So just to be clear, none of Sizzle products, not the Sizzle Laundry Detergent Vibrant, none of them, none, contain these harmful ingredients in any product that we have, from personal care to cleaning, including the laundry soap. So that is it for the call. I would love to unmute the lines and hear a testimony from any of you. I know Barb Brady was going to be on tonight, and Barb, I actually saw your testimony in the back office of Sizzle Academy, and I'm going to use it in my notes as I post the call. But for those of you that have background noise, would you please press *6 to mute your line since we're still recording? I'd love to have Barb Grindy's testimonial and any of you that are using the Vibrant Detergent so we can have it on this recording. So let me just unmute. You are all unmuted. Barb Grindy, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Barb.
Well,
how are you tonight?
Hi. I'm busy, but I'm good.
You've got a big event coming up. Great. Well, tell us about it. Rather than just reading it, I would love to hear it come from you directly.
I'm pretty sure I know what it says. It says, I've always been really itchy when I go to bed at night, and I thought, well, it's my hair or something, and dry skin, living in Montana with, you know, long winters and stuff. So I used the laundry soap. And the next time I changed my sheets, I didn't itch. And then my big test was doing my dish rags. And I, you know, how dish rags can get kind of sour, like Jackie said, if you use the wrong item. And so I washed them, and I used them right away. And I always just use them once. No smell, no sour smell. I haven't thrown a wash rag or dish rag away since I started using this product. I wish we would have had this product when my children were little, because my oldest daughter, I always had to use something mild, and I would triple rinse. I've continued triple rinsing. I wouldn't have had to go through all the hardship, or she wouldn't have, with all the rashes and everything she got as a child. So this product is amazing. Anybody with small children, babies, newborn babies, this is the product everybody should use for all ages. It's a phenomenal product. It stains out. It's great.
I love it. I love it. There you go, guys. There's your Vibrant Laundry Detergent commercial. Thank you, Barb, for sharing.
Hey, Jackie.
All right. Yes, Eric. Hi, how are you?
Hi, and it's kind of weird to have a man on the phone talking about laundry detergent, but being single, I guess I have to wash clothes once in a while. Funny, I wash clothes like once every 3 weeks, so. I just wanted to share with everybody that I've always had challenges, more so in the winter, and I really appreciate what you talked about at the beginning of the call about dry skin and things like that, because I've always had a situation with major problems with, like, breakout situations and things, and issues where I would get actually bigger welts and that stuff on my back and whatever.
Wow.
And ever since I've been on the product, all those situations are actually using this laundry detergent, which I've been using now for the last 3 or 4 months. They're gone. I mean, I'm not having those types of challenges anymore at all. The other thing I've noticed, too, that, and this is weird coming from a guy again, I've just noticed that the clothes are a lot softer. They just seem to climb out. They even fold easier. They don't seem to get as wrinkled as much. So it's like they're talking about for convenience. It's just awesome. So, but yeah, it's just an amazing product. And I am totally amazed at how long the product lasts. And it's working. The other thing I like to say to everybody,
I have
front loader washers and dryers, and the product works perfectly for the front load washer and dryers, or washers.
Oh, that's so good to know. And, you know, you're a very observant guy. I never would have. You're absolutely right, because when I pull the towels, they are very soft. But I don't even pay attention. But now that you mention it, you're absolutely right. So thank you for that testimonial. And if you want to add that in written form, either send it to me or put it on the back office. If you send it to me, I can add that right under Barb, so there's two written testimonials about it. But thank you very much, Eric. Anyone else want to share? I know you guys are all overwhelmed. It was a pretty exciting call. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Join me next week, and we'll have another product call. I'll get all the ones that are missing. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but I'll get those all up in the next few days as well. And have a wonderful evening. We'll catch you all tomorrow morning on the call. Good night, everybody.